When I arrived at a recent rehearsal for Saturday's event, a group of about 10 adult dancers were practicing a Tibetan dance of peace.
Yes, the majority is about the peace and how beautiful the Tibetan is and how peaceful life the Tibetan people want.
Li Fu is the assistant dance teacher at the Chinese Club of Western New York.
But the one we had before this one, that was a Chinese opera dance. Because the music we use is really opera music. And for that dance, it's just describe the wives, how they're doing at home, and how they're doing with their friends.
Then came a children's dance about a favorite Chinese sport, ping pong. Teacher Lan Zhang choreographed that dance.
Ping ping pong pong is like a ping pong sport. How they work together, how they not give up when they cannot do it. So it's the spirit, team spirit.
Peace, family, team spirit, all positive themes to start a new year. But this year is even more special than most, for this week begins the Year of the Dragon. Ken Hu, president of the Chinese Club of Western New York, says the dragon is the only fictional animal in the Chinese zodiac and generally used as a symbol of Chinese culture.
Dragon has a special place in Chinese culture. The dragon is a combination of different pieces of animals integrated together. So it's a symbol of integration of different ethnic groups of Chinese people together. And there is a common saying in China is that the people of China are the descendants of dragon.
Not only does the dragon represent the diverse number of ethnic groups that came together to create China, but it's also a symbol of power that historically could be used only by the emperor.
If you go to the palace, in Beijing or other big palaces, you can see the dragon symbol everywhere, from the coats where the emperor wear to the columns of the big buildings. So all dragon symbols. So it's a symbol of power. But nowadays, every people love dragon. They think it's a symbol of fortune and happiness.
Given its great significance, Hu says the Year of the Dragon is when parents like to give birth. They may even add the word dragon to their sons' names to help ensure a successful life. There are many other traditions associated with the Year of the Dragon and the Chinese New Year, including fireworks to signal the start of a joyful time and ward off evil spirits, family reunions spent reconciling differences and feasting on dumplings and other traditional Chinese delicacies, decorations of bright red paper expressing good wishes, and red envelopes containing money for small children to help ensure good fortune throughout the year. Dr. Eric Yang, Executive Director of UB's Confucius Institute, says Saturday's event is an opportune time for people of non-Chinese descent to partake in and learn about the traditions of another culture.
Oh, I'm sure you will see a lot of new things you never seen before in Chinese style. You can definitely learn the culture, to understand what does the people, ethnic Chinese people, celebrate in the new year. And you can meet lots of new friends in the community. So I think it would be a great opportunity for all different people of different backgrounds come to join us.
Yang says opening up to different cultures is more important than ever in our globalized world.
Because now we're in an era of globalization. People need to first to know and to understand and to respect and to appreciate other people's culture. The Chinese people now, they're getting ready to open to the world. They accept, they to learn and to appreciate.
Saturday's free performances will be held from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. at UB Center for the Arts. A ticketed dinner banquet will follow from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at Temple Beth Am in Williamsville, but it's sold out. Mary and Heather Lee, WBFO News.